Hello again, and welcome back to the Vox Pop, WMC's live daily afternoon call-in talk show. I'm Alan Shartok. Super Tuesday is next week, but before that, we have the Republican caucus in Nevada and the Democratic primary in South Carolina. The GOP candidates have been busy bashing the Democrats and bashing each other with attack ads. Establishment Republicans are lining up for Marco Rubio, but voters have been lining up for Trump and Cruz. Meanwhile, the race is tightening between Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders, and the outcomes of the upcoming primaries could be very telling. What do you think? 1-800-348-2551. 1-800-348-2551. Hey, folks, it's just you and me. I mean, you know, you want to help out here, get on the phone, tell us what you think. The extra question, if you want to answer it, is how did you wean yourself off of coffee? 1-800-348, I'm trying to do that right now. 1-800-348-2551. We'll go to Carolyn in South Egremont. Carolyn, welcome to the program. You're on.
Thank you very much. I'm calling because I feel very passionate about the primary, and I want to talk to people who love Bernie but don't think he can win.
Right.
As I canvassed, that was the main thing I kept hearing. And I'm thinking, what is actually the risk? Because his numbers are much better than Trump in the general election. And in terms of getting things done, I think Congress will stonewall Hillary every bit as much, and maybe more. I think they really are antagonistic with her.
Mm. Well, doesn't it, Carolyn, depend on who wins the Congress? I mean, in other words, this is going to be an election. The Senate, for example, could be turned around.
Yes, I think that's a big point to be made. To add another point here, I feel like Bernie is such a rare gift at a crucial time in history.
Right.
And the fact that he's not ambitious for himself, which I think most candidates are.
How do you know that?
Because, can't you just feel it and see it?
No. Look, I'm a Bernie fan, and you know where I'm going. I'm announced on that. But I think everybody has a certain amount of self-servingness in them. I've interviewed him maybe 100 times in my life, and I get the feeling of a guy who is saying the right things, is in the right place, but I don't dismiss his need for, you know, actualization.
Oh, well, I think I disagree with you on that. I think he's the real deal.
Okay. Fair enough. Hey, Carolyn, thank you very much for making those points. I think there are those who believe that a vote for Bernie is risky, and here's why. And that is that, you know, they're going to paint them as a dangerous Bolshevik. They're going to put a big red star on his Russian hat. They're going to go back into his FBI file. They're going to say, and then middle America may be turned off. What do you say about that?
I would say I think the bigger risk is that we continue on with the status quo.
Yeah.
And I think Hillary is really competent and talented, but I think it's going to be a continuation of what we're doing. And I think that is really going to be devastating. We can't afford to take any more time.
Okay, well, thank you very much. Do you drink coffee?
Oh, God, yes. And I don't even want to talk about giving it up.
Okay, thank you. Thank
sorry.
You, Carolyn. Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
1-800-348-2551. We'll go to Curtis in Wappinger Falls. Okay, you're on, Curtis.
Hi, Alan. Thank you. First of all, I just want to say a very quick thank you for running the most recent or today's TED Radio Hour on the money issue. I thought they did a tremendous job.
Me
they
too.
Did a great job.
It's terrific.
But today's was really great.
It was.
In regard to what you're talking about, my point is that if I am a independent and or moderate Republican voter, I really, and looking at who I've got left in the Republican primary, I don't think I have a prayer except for maybe Mr. Kasich from Ohio. Everybody else is pretty much way far right. So what do you think about that?
Well, I don't know that Kasich is where you think he is. You know, there are many instances in which he has been anything but moderate, like his support for, as I heard this morning, abolishing Planned Parenthood. So, I don't know that I think that There are many let me put it this way, Curtis. There are many Democrats from a strategic point of view who would rather have Cruz or you know, Trump, because they are more likely to alienate the middle of the voters. And if you get a Kasich with his reputation for being fair, whether he is or not, that might draw more independent votes in the middle.
Right. But, I mean, my point is that if I am a moderate Republican,
yep,
who do I vote for? I don't think I have anybody to vote for.
Well, you know, I don't know. I mean, an awful lot of moderate Republicans are going to be voting for Trump.
Okay, not me.
No, I get it. Are you a moderate Republican?
I'm an independent, and sometimes I've gone Republican.
But you don't get a vote. If you're an independent, a registered independent, you don't get a vote in New York
that.
State. Yeah,
right.
Shame on you. You have to do that, because otherwise you don't get a voice. You know
right.
what I mean?
I understand that.
Okay.
But, I mean, who, if I want to go Republican and I'm moderate, and I want a moderate Republican this time, who do I vote for? I'm not going to vote for Trump. I'm not going to vote for Cruz. I'm not going to vote for Rubio. And now I'm probably not going to vote for Kasich, so I have nobody left.
There you go. Curtis, thank you very much for your call. There are five people behind you. We appreciate yours checking in. Thanks again.
Thank you. Bye. I appreciate it.
Bye. Bye-bye. We'll go to this. That opens up one phone. We'll go to Matthew in Washington County. Okay, Matthew, you're on.
Hi, Alan. I was wondering what your opinion was on the relationship between Bernie Sanders and hip-hop performer and activist Killer Mike out of Atlanta, Georgia. He's started a social media campaign on Bernie's behalf that I think has the potential to open a lot of people's eyes to Bernie that are white and black, young people who listen to hip-hop may have not been involved in conventional politics up until now. And I was wondering if you knew about that and what your
opinion
was.
Well, no, I know about Killer Mike, but didn't he say something that got alienated people? Do you remember what it was?
That is not coming to mind immediately. I was following him. I saw the barbershop conversation.
Yeah. Something a little outrageous. Okay, Matthew, thank you very much. I can't tell you what I don't know about. And
I
do know that young people, here's the way it's working. Young women are for Bernie as a group.
Yep.
Older women are for Hillary because of the because of the glass, you know, ceiling.
Yep.
And young men are for Bernie in large part, but their problem is they don't turn out.
And right, so, right. Well, boy, I'm hoping they turn out in South Carolina, because that would really upset things in Mr. Sanders' favor.
Yes, it would. Okay, Matthew,
thanks a lot. Respect, Alan. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Opening up one free phone where Matthew just left. We'll go to Abigail in Kingston. Welcome back, Abigail. What you got?
Hi, Alan. So good to speak with you. Anyway, remember the movie Network, 1976?
Indeed. Yeah.
Okay. When I'm not going to take it anymore, yelling out a window.
Right, right, right.
Well, you know, the other statement or thesis of that film was that politics is entertainment, and that's what we've got.
Well, that certainly is what you got with Trump.
Huh? Yeah.
It certainly
is. No,
but
no, in all.
Yeah. Well,
across the aisles, you've got incredible characters developing. You know, it's entertainment. It's like a soap opera, a drama.
So what are you going to do?
Comedy. What?
What are you going to do?
What am I going to do? I'm in such a quandary. I love Bernie. I mean, he's avuncular, you know.
Gotcha.
I respect Hillary.
Right.
And I want to see Bernie is president and Hillary is VP.
Yeah, that ain't going to happen. Hey, Abigail.
I know that, but it's fun to imagine. Thank you, Alan,
thanks,
for all
Abigail.
You've done.
Yeah, bye-bye.
You're a great hero of mine. Bye.
Thank you. 1-800-348-2551. Or you can email us at voxpop@wamc.org. voxpop@wamc.org. Here comes Michael with some wanted advice. Michael, you're on.
Hey, Alan. I'm a big fan of yours. Thanks for taking my call. Advice on how to get off coffee.
Yeah, go.
Question first. You want to get off of caffeine altogether or just coffee?
No, caffeine. Yeah.
Okay. So here's what I did that worked. You have to figure out what your base amount of intake is.
Right.
And you need to weigh it in terms of the amount of coffee that you prepare, you need to weigh that.
You mean weigh it on a scale?
Yep.
Why can't I just go cold turkey?
Well, you might be able to. Seems to be a genetic profile. About half the population can do that without getting very uncomfortable. The other half ends up on their back with severe migraine.
Yeah, well, when I get a severe migraine, I'm going to have a little coffee. But right now I don't have it. And, Miles Davis, that's the way he apparently licked heroin. He went into a room and said, I'm not coming out till it's over. And that's what I'm doing.
You can do cold turkey. I did that before, and I would never do it again.
Really?
Yes. Oh, absolutely, yes.
But did you do it?
I got off of coffee, but I did it the way I'm describing, which is you have to figure out your base amount, and then by weight, you need to titrate your intake down by about 5 to 5.5% a day.
Okay. Hey, Michael, thank you very much. I really appreciate that help. I need it. Appreciate it.
Can I ask you a quick question?
Very quickly. Go ahead.
Very quickly, if Hillary gets the nomination, who would you put on her short list for VP?
Well, I would put somebody either of color or somebody who is Hispanic. And there are a number of different candidates, too long to get into here. But I think that's what I would do, because that turnout, I think, was important in terms of motivating a lot of people to come out and vote in the Obama election.
Makes a lot of sense. Thanks, Alan. Good luck with the caffeine thing.
Bye-bye. Okay, we're going to take a short break. We'll be right back. All five phones are blinking off the hook. We'll be right back.
Support for WAMC comes from Watson & Associates Occupational Hygiene and Safety, providing comprehensive hygiene, safety services, and training for industrial, commercial, and governmental facilities. SafetyIsElementary.com. Coldiman Hartman Architects, serving residential and institutional clients with architecture designed for resilience and renewability. Design for the next 100 years. CNHArchitects.com. Empire Exhibits and Displays, Mechanicville, New York. Custom exhibits, interactive media displays, and commercial casework for corporate interiors, museum installations, and trade shows. EmpireExhibits.com. Kingsway Community, Schenectady, New York, offering a continuum of care and services to area seniors since 1975, including assisted living and more, caring in the family tradition, 518-393-8800. And Saratoga Chamber Players, bringing musicians together from Europe, Asia, Canada, and the U.S. since 1987, with a concert March 6th at 3 p.m. at the United Methodist Church, saratogachamberplayers.org.
And we are back with Vox Top. I mean Vox Pop. 1-800-323-9262. Okay. We heard from Ryan who says, my dad thinks Joe Biden will jump into the election. What do you think? I think he will not. Thank you very much for that, Brian. Okay. Let's go to Rex in Schenectady. Rex, you're on.
Yeah, hi. I'm with the first person who called. I'm 100% for Bernie, and I'm going to vote for him with no problem. And you brought up electability with her. And I really don't care about Hillary Clinton's electability. I just want to vote for who I want to vote for.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a position, no question about it. But let me ask you a question. What if you voted for Bernie, you know, as you were indicating, I want to vote for who I want to vote for, and you didn't think ahead, and Cruz becomes the president? Then what would you think?
I don't think there's any way, there's no chance at all, there's any Republican that's going to take Bernie or Hillary.
Okay. I'm glad you think that way, only because it's important you think what you think. Thanks, Rex. Okay, let's go to J.D. in Turner's Falls. Okay, J.D., you're on.
Hi, Alan. Thank you. Big fan. I love the work you guys do.
Thank
Keep
you.
It up. I'm also a Bernie supporter. I believe in his believability, I guess.
Yeah.
His consistency, his integrity, and at a time when people just about will say or do anything to get in the spotlight and to use that as a tool to, you know, gain the political gains, I really feel that he comes from a place of integrity and honesty. And I think if anybody's on the fence about voting for whoever, I think we should vote for someone who has obvious, honest intentions. And that his wacky, the socialist stuff and all that, really, let's take a risk and get him in. And maybe, these programs do or don't work, but I would bet you they work better than what's been going on.
You know, J.D., here's my problem with your approach. It's not that I'm not going to vote the way you're voting, but here's my problem with your approach, and that is I think that there are people in the middle class, you know, okay, you suffer a little bit, you know, you get a Supreme Court you don't like, you got enough money, you got a job, but there are people who really, really are in the lower edges of our society who this will be a tremendous, make a tremendous difference to. You understand where I'm coming from?
Oh, absolutely. I think, like your first caller said, I really do think this is our last best chance at really realizing what this country could be about through all the suffering that we've endured and created.
You know,
I think.
Yeah, I was just going to say,
I think that Bernie's our best candidate to do that. I also think that he's a brilliant man who has a heart of gold and nerves of steel. You know.
Yeah. Well, you may be right. On the other hand, you know, I think electability is a very important issue here.
I agree. Absolutely. I know there's where we have an embarrassment of riches in the Democratic Party.
Yeah.
And I'm 53, a working man who's worked his whole life, family of four. Own a house, barely kept the house during the downturn. Wife lost her, got laid off, didn't get rehired. We've had medical issues, but we forge on, just like most Americans. And we really feel that Bernie, what he's speaking to, no matter what, across the classes, speaks of being better.
You know,
better for everybody.
You know, what you said rings a sort of, a bell with me. I think that if those people who are coming up now, like you said, our last best chance, I don't think so. I think when you take a look at the kids and who the kids are all for, the women, the men, the young people, they're, as a profile, are Bernieites.
I was at UMass last night, and I was probably one of a handful of anybody over 50.
Yes.
It was
but the point is, it's
very interested students.
And I hope that they'll vote, which experience.
I think they will. I think you're right. Well, I think if I'm to understand where you're getting at, Alan, is truly, I mean, that's good for us. We can understand. But I see these people who are generally indifferent. That he's really popular. I mean, you heard kids screaming for him last night.
No. I've seen it.
And not just for free tuition and not for, but for real issues, women's issues, equity. He speaks to the truth and to what people are really feeling. And that is obviously where he's come from. I mean, to come from double-digit deficits to ties. Let's just call them statistical ties.
Yeah.
And, with all small donations. And no PACs. So
okay, J.D.?
These outliers do well, and all I could say is everybody should feel the burn and do their research.
Okay, J.D., I'm going to let you go because there are a lot of people behind you. Okay, thank you.
Great talking to you. Thank you so much.
Bye. 1-800-348-2551 if you can get in, or you can email us at voxpop@wamc.org. John in Windsor. Welcome, John.
Yeah, this is John. I just wanted to tell you I'm a Trump fan.
Yep.
And I wanted to tell you the reason why I'm a Trump fan, because I think he's the only Republican that's going to win Hillary. You agree or disagree?
Possible. So far, you can't tell me anything about Trump that seems improbable.
Number one, he says the truth. He says it like
Well, we don't know that he says. We don't know that he says the truth. We know that he says what he thinks, right?
But talking about Hillary, she's lied about emails, Benghazi, everything. She's a failed person.
I see. Well, John, I want to welcome you to the program and thank you for calling. You know, not everybody who calls up here is a Trump fan, and I think it's important that those who do, who feel that way, should call and express their opinion, and so you have. Thank you, John.
You too. Have a good one. Okay, bye.
Bye. Let's go to Trish in Schenectady. Trish, go.
Hi, Alan. Can you hear me?
I can, beautifully.
Excellent. I'm so torn because I love what Bernie stands for.
Right.
And yet, I've watched Hillary over the years, and I think she's done a great job. And even if you look at Bernie's track record, some people were challenging, like, how many times he voted and what kinds of things he got passed.
Right.
So I have some questions there. And I also, I really feel like I go back to Ralph Nader. And, like, do we want to dilute it? Who's going to win? Who has the ability to take the office for 8 years?
Well, I do think, Trish, that is the key question. I think that is
right.
The key question. So let me ask, can I ask an ungentlemanly question?
Sure.
How old are you?
57.
Well, you sound like you're in your 20s. So, again, we do know what the demographic looks like, right? The older women, people over 40, are more likely to be pro-Hillary, and the people who are younger are more likely to be pro-Bernie, and you're on the fence.
But may I say something?
Of course.
I am a child of California in the 60s, and I'm a hippie, and Bernie would have been my candidate,
right.
You know, just on principle. But I don't think we can lose this election to principle.
Well, I do think when you're talking about maybe three or four Supreme Court justices who are going to get named, and things like that, that is a very persuasive argument. But there are those who have been calling and saying, no, Bernie can do it. Bernie can win. You know, there are many people who doubt that. So that seems to be the issue. And Trish, I thank you for calling.
And may I say one more thing?
Of course.
It's like Trump is a scary wild card.
You can say that again. Thank you, Trish.
All right.
Bye.
Thanks, Alan.
Yeah.
Bye.
We'll go to James in Highland. Okay, James, you're on.
Good afternoon, Dr. Shark Talk. How are you?
Well, I'm okay. Depends on what you say.
Have a cup of coffee. It'll make you feel better.
It probably will. Yeah.
I believe that Donald Trump would make an excellent president for the United States of America.
Because
he has a lot of people that are, for the lack of a better phrase, dead wood in Washington that he is going to clean out. He's going to expose these people. He's going to root them out. He's got the wit to surround himself with really, really smart, intelligent people. He's going to draw on these people, and that is how he is going to take control of a lot of these issues that we've been dealing with for all these years, and he's just going to abolish them.
James, are you a regular Republican or a Democrat, if I may ask?
I'm probably one of the poorest Republicans you'll ever meet, Alan.
but
I am a diehard Republican.
Right. Right.
Okay.
Yeah. And so you prefer a Trump over a Cruz?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I have to tell you something else. If you've been listening to him, he's not, you know, he says the same thing over and over again, you know, all the rhetoric and everything. He's got everybody amped up. I firmly believe that when the time comes and he winds up being the elected one, that's when he's going to start revealing his plans and tipping his hands. Now, he's just riding the media wave. He's not gonna give up anything right now because it's not the time.
But do you think that's fair? I mean, if you're running for political office and you want the electorate to come with you, shouldn't you tell them their plans? Well, I don't like Obamacare, but I'm gonna fix it. How are you gonna fix it? I'm not telling you.
Yeah. Well, again, that's you know, that's just the way that he's been running his campaign, and apparently it's obviously working because...
Well, is working the answer? Is the only thing we care about is whether it's working or not, or is there, as people have been saying about Bernie, an integrity process here?
If it's working,
it's working
for him because his numbers are so high right now.
Yeah, but is that good? In other words, shouldn't he have the integrity to say how he would fix Obamacare, for example, instead of just saying I'll fix it?
Well, I believe that he's sitting on all his heavy ammo right now because, let's face it, if it does wind up being him going against Hillary, he's going to have to bring some pretty heavy ordnance because she is a Teflon person. She gets away unscathed all the time, and she's very, very, very verbal, and you could tell how well she holds up to pressure when she was being interviewed for I don't know how many hours over the Benghazi incident.
James,
you know, which I still feel that's a farce.
But James, thank you for calling. A lot of people behind you. I appreciate it. Bye.
Alan, thank you.
Okay. We'll go to Susan in Richmond. Susan, you're on.
Hi, Alan. Thank you very much for this discussion.
Sure.
So I think Bernie is going to win.
Really?
He's going to win the presidency, and here's why. The big issue for people who are on the fence, is they're really concerned about his electability. But if you look at the fact that Hillary is really well connected, she spent, you know, how many years as a governor's wife, then how many years as a president's wife, then how many years as a senator, then how many years as Secretary of State, and still she's running neck and neck against Bernie, who's almost a complete unknown to the American population.
Right, right.
I mean, if you look at not superdelegates, but the regular delegates that they've each gotten so far, they have an equal number. They're tied.
Well, if you read the New York Times the other day, you know, they have a thing called the Upshot, in which they have all the statisticians. They pretty much say Hillary's got it now already.
Well, you know, the pundits also said that Trump wouldn't make it as
That's
far as
That's true,
had.
And I was one of them. Hey, Susan, I got to let you go. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Okay, look, a lot of email here. Duke says, all right, no matter how ridiculously behaved Trump is, what we need to make note of is he hit a nerve among voters and non-voters who may register for the first time. On the other side, Bernie has, with integrity, hit a nerve of young and prior Hillary supporters. No matter what one's political inclination is, there's lots of frustrated, scared, and let down citizens of this country in their own private moments of clarity. I'd guess that neither Trump nor Bernie expected to go this far, just like everyone else. At least Bernie is on the side of the angels, and that is from not Duke, but Janet. Hi, Stephen Pittsfield here. I just want to say I feel like, regardless of the results of the primary, I feel Sanders' campaign is a huge success. It sent a message to Washington. People are sick of establishment politics. I think there will be a wake-up call to powers that be. Thanks. Love the programming. Keep it up. Glenn, would she take the VP job? I doubt it, is my answer. Hi, Alan. During the first presidential contest, when I was old enough to vote, I voted for George McGovern. I really didn't want to see Bernie versus Trump turn into another Democratic debacle like that. Jeannie from Albany. And Hillary is way ahead in superdelegates, says Eve. Even if Bernie wins the popular vote, Hillary will most likely be nominated. P.S., I'm for Bernie, and I'm 64. 1-800-348-2551. We will go to Larry in Sheffield. Larry, you're on.
Yes, thank you for taking my call. A previous caller mentioned the fact that the delegates are tied in the Democratic race at the moment, but she also slipped in superdelegates. I'm wondering if you could address that issue, because there's purported that the superdelegates are one thing pro-Hillary, and in the second term, they lobby against issues that we Democrats don't approve of, like private prisons and the insurance companies and Keystone Exxon pipeline. Would you talk about that a little, please?
Just very little, Larry. Thank you very much for your messages and for calling. The answer is that the superdelegates were put in because in one of the elections, that I don't remember when, governors and mayors and others were not allowed to be there. I've been reading a lot about this. There's a large group of people, Larry, who say that those superdelegates are not going to overturn the will of the voters. So if the voters turn out largely for Bernie, they'll go with Bernie. There are those people who are conspiratorialists who don't believe that. I can't tell you what you should believe, but I simply believe the first is right. I don't think if Bernie were to win huge numbers of voters that the superdelegates would turn around and say, no, we're going to put somebody in there that the people don't want. So thank you for calling, Larry. Appreciate it. Let's go to Gail in Lenox. Gail in Lenox, you're on.
Hi. Alan, I wanted to let you know, I was at the Bernie rally last night at UMass Amherst.
Right.
And my perspective was that there was about 80% young adults, meaning grad student age and younger, undergrad. And then there was probably about 20% in their late 50s and senior citizens.
Right.
But it was remarkably lacking in 30 to 40-year-old age range.
What do you make of that?
I'm not sure what to make of it. I was actually kind of surprised.
Yeah.
I really thought I'd see more people in their 30s and 40s turn out for this.
Well, let me put it this way. The 20-year-olds, up to now, have not voted up to their proportion of the population.
Right.
Your age will. That's for sure. So that the 20 that you're talking about become more like 40 when you think about their impact on this whole thing. So, Gail, that's a very interesting report. I'm glad you called to tell us about it. Thank you.
Yeah, I just thought it was unusual.
Okay.
So thank you.
Thanks, Gail. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back.
Support for WAMC comes from College Street Motors, Amherst, Massachusetts, specializing in foreign and domestic car and truck repair services and 24-hour towing and recovery service for over 30 years. CollegeStreetMotors.com. Tom McRae, Edward Jones Financial Advisor on University Drive, Amherst, Massachusetts, member SIPC, Edward Jones, making sense of investing. EdwardJones.com/Tom McRae. Saratoga Jewish Community Arts, Skidmore Student Life and Interfaith Community, presenting the film Paperclips, A Lesson on Prejudice and a Miracle. Speaker and panel March 6th, 2:20 p.m. at Skidmore Filene Hall, 518-584-8730. LaRocque, presenting 120 Degrees Intercollegiate Art Regional Exhibition, opens February 27th, accompanied by LaRocque's yearly gift shop, larac.org, for details. And Viva Fresh Pasta, 30 years and 30 wines by the glass. European cuisine infused with flavors of the world. Northampton, Massachusetts. Grab life by the knife and fork. VivaFreshPasta.com.
Thank you, Zachary. I always appreciate when you're at the controls because, you know, you treat us all very well and you get back to us and appreciate that very much. Where's your hat? Okay, so Doug in Woodstock says, Bernie cannot deliver any of his big goals until the Senate and House are in Democratic hands. His goals are fantasies. Bernie has big support problems with African Americans. Hillary is the road to victory, Doug in Woodstock. And dear Alan, I have heard a lot of Clinton supporters discussing whether they would or not back Sanders, and vice versa. As a staunch Sanders supporter who would not vote for Clinton if she gets the nom and obviously not vote Republican, I would rather go Libertarian as a statement against a rigged two-party. Conrad from Statsburg. And regarding the topic of whether Bernie can win, if Trump wins the GOP primary, you'll need Bernie to run with him. Bernie is tough and smart, and will debate the pants off any real estate developer. You'll need the Brooklynite to go up against the bigot from Queens. Bernie's also a pro. If anyone can negotiate in the halls of Congress, it's the guys who've been doing that just for decades. Bernie's also got the truth behind him and doesn't pal around with war criminals. And then parenthesis names a certain ex-secretary of state. Okay, let's go back to the phones. Let's go to Mark in Woodstock. Mark, you're on. Mark.
Hi, Alan.
Yo, Mark. Go.
My question is, do you believe that Hillary can be impartial to the banks after taking all the money that she has?
Well, let me put it this way. It bothers me. Is that a good answer?
Opinion.
Is that a good answer? It bothers me.
Well,
it bothers me.
An
look,
answer, but
look,
not what I was looking for.
Well, let me put it this way. Here I am as a, an old guy, a college professor. I don't, make the most money in the world, but I'm very happy with what I have and my job here at WAMC. Years ago, I said I'm not taking any more money for speaking. People would offer me money, and I would do it, but I wouldn't take the money. And the reason for that is, power is something that people approach. So nobody's giving George Bush, all those millions of dollars because they didn't want a piece of him. They did. People, if Hillary makes a couple of $100,000 or $1 million, whatever it is, giving a speech, I don't think it was appropriate for her to take the money. I just don't. And now Rosemary on the morning show always disagrees with me, said it's a perfect right for her to do it. I suppose it is. But what did you want to hear if that's not what you wanted to hear?
No, I want to hear what you just said to me.
Okay. Thanks, Mark. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yep. Let's go to Peter in Niskayuna. Peter in Niskayuna, you're on.
I have a quick answer for the lady who wondered why there were no 30 or 40-year-olds at the Bernie rally, before my main point, which is that their parents, they're at home with their kids. I'm a 50-year-old with a 7-year-old. I'd love to go to the rally. I can't get out of the house for that. But what I really wanted to talk about is the electability issue for Bernie, because I think that when the Democrats who don't believe he can do it are assessing the situation, they're looking at the situation as it is right now, but it is a situation that's moving forward, it's fluid. For him to get the nomination would require, essentially what he's asking for is a revolution in, you know, a majority of states. And if that were to happen, everybody else watching the whole primary season is going to reevaluate what they think Bernie's chances are. You know, the issue of whether or not the Republicans would accuse him of being a communist, of course they will. Of course they will. And then that, I think, introduces the possibility that he can start talking about what a democratic socialist is.
Well, he has done that. He gave a big speech.
In a way that's logical, that people will, you know.
Yeah, well, he gave a big speech on that. You know, it, that was considered to be his sort of, you know, JFK on Catholicism speech.
Right.
You know, it made a
or
certain
Obama
amount of,
on race.
Yeah, it made a certain amount of sense to me, but depends on whether it resonates or not. Peter, thanks for the great call. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Let's go to Mark in Albany. Mark, you're on.
Thanks, Alan, for everything.
You're welcome.
I'm a longtime Bernie supporter. He remains an underdog, but the better he does, the better for America, the better for the Democrats. I think if the grassroots anti-big money popular movement that he's been mobilizing is strong enough to defeat the very formidable Clinton machine, it will overwhelm whichever is the last clown to emerge from the Republican clown car. They will have big negatives, and if Trump doesn't win, he may run as an independent. But in any case, Bernie or Hillary would tear up any of them in the debates. Cruz and Rubio are way, way to the right, further to the right than Bernie is to the left. Kasich isn't much better and lacks charisma. Issue that you raised at the beginning of the Congress is very important. I think Bernie's appeal to independents, which he's demonstrated, his ability to reach white working class voters who tended to vote Republican, that he's demonstrated in Vermont and in the primaries, will stand the Democrats in very good stead.
Fair enough, Mark. I can't take any more because there are so many other people on the phone. I appreciate your call. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yeah. We've got a Rick at the airport. Okay, Rick at the airport. Go.
Hi, Alan. I'll make this quick. A couple things. I want to talk about fact versus fiction and an awful lot about what's said in terms of Hillary and whether she's honest, dishonest, whatever, is largely fictional and driven by the 24-hour news cycle. And I think you might even agree with that.
Well, I don't know. I just don't know what makes Trump so popular in this country, except for the celebrity and television.
Well, okay, I was really referencing the fiction around Hillary and her honesty or dishonesty.
Right.
But I had a personal experience with Hillary when she was the senator for the state of New York.
Right.
And I would tell you that she helped me to secure transport for an 8-year-old Iraqi boy from Iraq through Jordan and into the United States for open heart surgery here at Albany Medical Center.
Yeah.
At no time did she ask for anything in return. Not a story, not a press release, not a photograph, nothing.
Well, is that something you do?
Staff to the task.
Is that something you do with stories and
no, press release? I had a friend that was serving in Iraq, and they came across this 8-year-old boy who was close to dying if he didn't receive open-heart surgery. And we were able to work through the Gift of Life program here in Albany. But the big problem was, how do we get this little boy and his father out of Iraq and over to the United States?
Fair enough.
And Hillary assigned her staff to work with us and resolved it in a very efficacious, quick way.
Rick,
and again, never asked for anything.
Impressive. Thank you, Rick. Appreciate it. Let's go to John in Catskill. John in Catskill, you're on.
Hello, Alan.
Hey.
Hi. I'm supporting Hillary, and my reasoning for that is because I believe that quite a bit of the world right now is in an accidental revolution. And I don't think we need to be in a revolution. I think we need someone very steady at the helm now to carry on and keep us afloat. While
what do you mean by accidental revolution, John?
Well, like China, for example.
Yeah.
You know, having the economy fold up on them. Britain trying to figure out whether or not they're going to stay with the union.
Yeah.
And I think that, you know, our standing in the world right now is actually in pretty good shape. relative to the rest of the world. And I think we need to stick with that for a while, not try and turn everything upside down.
Well, wait a second. I don't get it. Are you telling us that that Hillary, for example, who, you know, supported going into Iraq?
Right.
Was that a good thing?
No, wasn't a good thing. Uh-huh. But I think she knows better than that now.
Okay. Well, we have to evolve. We have to grow. That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. John?
And I just think that it's important that as America, we don't try and all of a sudden focus on many things which are possibly out of reach or will throw us into chaos.
Okay. Thank you, John. Appreciate
it. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. We'll go to Ken in Rosendale. Ken in Rosendale, you're on.
Hey, Alan. I got to be honest with you.
Yeah.
You know, it's shocking to me that you do not support Bernie fervently. He's, you know, you present yourself as, and I think you are, a man of principle, intelligent, intellect, and common sense.
Yeah.
And then you have Bernie Sanders, who is all those things.
Ken, you want to make it personal? Is that what you're saying?
No.
You're now saying you're for Bernie. You've announced you're going to vote for Bernie. I'm for Bernie. I've announced publicly and nobody else does that, that I'm going to vote for Bernie, but I want to be fair on a program like this, and I want to give everybody their chance. And frankly, Ken, I'm surprised at you, because what you're saying is you're not enough of a Bernie fan. That's not what I do here. My job, and by the way, my job is to put myself out there and to say to everybody, whoever you are, when you call, you defend what you're saying. Now, I have an issue with you here, Ken. I'll be honest with you.
Okay, that's fine. You can, because you're entitled to your opinion. I'm entitled to mine. I think I listen to your program all the time. I've heard you say that Bernie's unelectable. You know, and it's
No. I've never said he's unelectable. Never, ever. Now, don't put words in my mouth. What I've said is there's a big question as to whether he is electable or not. It's not that I think he's unelectable.
What is the big question? There's numerous polls that show he destroys the Republicans.
Yeah.
And you know what, Alan? I'm sorry. Let me backtrack and say, I am so relieved today to hear that you support Bernie, because he is like-minded like you are.
Well, where have you been? Where have you been?
I listen to it. I think you project that, you know, he is unelectable and that Hillary is the...
Wait,
you know,
Ken. I try to be fair. And I want you to try to be fair also. You're not being fair now. I mean, you know, what other person on the radio, what other journalist, for example, comes up and says, I think it's important you know where I'm going to go. Because I want you to know what's behind, you know, everything that you hear from me. But I am going to stay on this air, no matter what you or anyone else says, and say, okay, when somebody calls and they give us a rationale for what they're going to do, that I will question that rationale. What else would I do? What do you want me to be, some kind of a stooge?
No, Alan, that's why I love you.
Okay, that's enough. Thank you. Okay, let's go to Tim in Poughkeepsie. Tim in Poughkeepsie, let's go.
Hi, Alan.
Yeah.
I just wanted to say that I wish there was more coverage of, or more scrutiny, that is, of Hillary's declared friendship with Henry Kissinger.
Mm-hmm.
To me, there's a new story there, and it is that she hasn't learned about her vote for the Iraq War, and what Henry did in the Vietnam era was just despicable. And I'm talking about the bombing of Cambodia and a few other things.
Yep.
That was just terrible. And if she were to take his lesson or his methodology there, and is that the way she's going to handle ISIS? Well, that would be carpet bombing. And geez, let's have a conversation about, you know, how horrible all that would be. So.
Well, you know, Tim and Poughkeepsie, you make a point. And,
well, you make a point, and
I think your point is well taken, that her judgment has not always been 100%. When she supported, troops going into Iraq, that was a time for some courage, and she didn't have it then. But thank you, Tim. Thanks for calling. Okay, let's go to Lily in Warwick. Okay, Lily in Warwick, you're on. Lily. I think Lily's there. Lily. Hello, Lily. Okay, well, I don't think Lily's there. So she goes off. Let's go to Gordon in Pittsfield. Okay, Gordon, you're on.
Yes.
You're on.
I think Hillary is going to make a very good president. She's had a lot of experience. She's been around the world. People know her all around the world. The Benghazi thing is a put-up job. The email thing, she didn't. I've done a lot of research into both of these issues, and neither of them hold any water. And I just think that she's been in government for so long and done a lot of good things, and we can't disregard that. She is a person that knows the system, how it works, and how to deal with the system, and how to work the system to get the things that she wants, which are the same things that Bernie wants.
Hey, Gordon.
But she knows how to get them.
Gordon, you've said it, and you said it well. I'm going to leave you alone now and go on to the next person. Thank you, Gordon. Appreciate it. Let's go to Susan in Rexford. Okay, Susan, real quick, we're running out of time.
Hi, Alan. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I've been listening to people talk about Hillary's past and Hillary's vote. Hillary's vote in 2001 supporting W to go into Iraq, and that it was a wrong vote, and that she says it's wrong. She knows now that it's a wrong vote.
Right.
But I remember her being interviewed, or whether it was one of the congressional hearings, I don't remember what it was. I listened to a lot of C-SPAN, when she said, I am the wife of a president, 8 years, and I know how important it is, in these terribly important votes, to have the support of your Congress and your Senate. And she said, I voted to support the president because it was such a terribly important issue. And she said, I voted the way many of us voted, understanding that the president was getting his information from people he trusted.
Okay. So in other words, you're willing to give her a bye, right, on that issue?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Like I'm willing to give Brian Williams a bye on his free helicopter.
Hey, Susan, thank you for the call. Appreciate it very much. Let's go to Juana in Middletown. Okay, Juana, go.
Hi. A quick comment. Last night, doing a little bit of research about Hillary, and I realized that the person that is heading her campaign is also a former worker of Monsanto. So I guess there goes my vote.
Okay, fair enough. Let's go to Lily in Warwick. Okay, welcome back, Lily. What's up?
Hello, Dr. Short Talk.
Lily, it's got to be very quick. We're out of time.
It's going to be very quick.
Yeah.
2 points.
Right.
One is I'm very concerned about the debate, the way they're shouting at each other.
Okay.
And there's no organization. Disappointed by Bush's exit, why is no one paying any attention to Dr. Carson? And Bernie's got to get it.
Well, they can give him attention if they want to. In the beginning they were, now they're not. That's the way it goes.
So that's the way it goes. But Bernie has got to get it. That's all there is.
Okay. Thanks, Lily. Appreciate it. Okay. We're out of time, guys. I am so sorry. We had lots of messages on the internet. I think if Hillary wins the nomination, all the young people who are coming out in huge numbers for Bernie will not come out and vote for Hillary. And the Republican nominee will be president. That's from Jan. Dear Alan, the Republican Party scares me. Trump is a racist and people are fooled to think he can run the U.S. like a business. It's not a business. Bernie wants to bring this country back to its roots. Campaign reform is essential. And like that. And I'm sorry, I can't read more of those messages. There were a ton of them. Thank you, everybody who called. It was a great show. We're about out of time. Support for the Vox Pop comes from Union College Concert Series, presenting the Dover String Quartet with clarinetist Anthony McGill. The quartet joins the New York Philharmonic Principal for Brahms Clarinet Quintet, Sunday, February 28th, 3 p.m., unioncollegeconcerts.org, Fort Hill Auto Body, Amherst, Massachusetts, locally owned and operated since 1997, providing auto body repair, detailing, painting, and glass replacement, a proud supporter of public radio. FortHillAutoBody.com, the New York State Bar Association's lawyer referral and information service, serving the public for over 30 years, 800-342-3661. Grapes and Grains, Wine and Spirits, East Greenbush, New York, specializing in wine and craft spirits for more than 15 years, stocking single malts, bourbons, tequilas, and gins. GrapesandGrainsWine.com. Thanks again for joining us on the Vox Pop. Remember, the conversation continues online at WAMC.org/VoxPop. Pop. Our engineer has been Zach Malloy. Your calls were answered by the very patient and wonderful Susie Checkeye. Our producer is Jessica Blaustein Marshall. I'm Alan Chartok. Stay tuned now for a news update.